You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this. Don't be a Yolanda. That's right. Don't be a Yolanda. Now, I'm going to say right off the bat, if your name is Yolanda, don't take offense. Listen to the program, the rest of the podcast, and listen to the story because this soul story comes from the beaches of Mazatlan, Mexico. Yes, that's right, from my vacation. And I got to tell you this, there are so many lessons from this story today. Don't be a Yolanda. So if you've ever been to Mexico before and you've been on the beaches of Mexico, typically the experience is you're out there in the sun, sand, beach, all is well, and all of a sudden it'll seem like a cloud went in front of the sun, and you'll be in the shadow. You'll be in the shade. Well, actually what it is you're in somebody else's shadow because somebody is standing over you trying to sell you something. Now, I love this. I absolutely love it because I have so much respect for all of these street vendors that go out there every single day selling their stuff or attempting to sell their stuff, and absolutely keep going day after day after day. There's such an entrepreneurial spirit, and quite honestly, in some cases, it's like they're just fighting to survive. So as this is happening, it is definitely a lesson in being able to say no. Because if you say yes to everyone, I mean, all of a sudden you're going to be the street vendor trying to sell your stuff on the beaches of Mexico. But anyway, so I, you know, was saying no gracias, no gracias. But there were a few people that I did say yes to. And one in particular, this woman came up to me and she was so confident and she was like asking me if I wanted to buy her bags. And I said, no, I didn't need a bag. But she was carrying some jewelry. And she was like, hey, you know, it's almost free, 2-for-1 happy hour. That was her deal. And it was just sweet. It was at the end of the day and it was towards the end of the vacation. So I said, you know what? We haven't bought anything. What the heck? So I said, come on over. So she starts showing me her jewelry. Well, as we're looking at the jewelry, looking at the rings, looking at the bracelets, my daughter said, Mom, I'd love a bracelet. I said, great, let's get you a bracelet. So we start looking, and as it turns out, we find a couple rings and a bracelet. And as I was sitting there, it was very interesting because, again, if you haven't been on the beaches of Mexico, it is expected that you are going to negotiate the price. Like, if someone says it's $40 US, you don't pay them $40 US, and honestly, they don't set the price knowing or thinking that you're going to pay that price. They basically set the price knowing that you're going to talk them down on the price a little bit, and there's this negotiating. And I love that. That's probably one of the reasons why I love the whole experience on the beach in Mexico is this whole negotiating thing. Because I learned this so many years ago when I went there the first time when my family took me there when I was a freshman in high school. And my dad taught me the art of negotiation. And it is an art and it is so fun. So anyway, as it turns out though, I hadn't even started negotiating with her. Literally, I'm looking at the stuff. My daughter's looking at the rings and looking at the jewelry. And we're looking, we're enjoying it, we're talking to her. I simply ask the price and she starts going down on the price by herself. I'm not even kidding. So she starts dropping her price. And I said, Yolanda, I said, what are you doing? And she looks at me and I said, you're not going to make any money if you keep dropping the price. And she looks at me like I'm a little bit crazy. But I said, honestly, I look at her and I said, Yolanda, I said, if you don't mind me asking, I said, how much do you get paid to be here today? And this is what she said, $10. She gets paid $10 a day to walk back and forth on the hot sandy beach day in and day out, $10 a day. So I'm like, oh my goodness, Yolanda. I said, honestly, I said, is there any way you can get this merchandise to the US? Because if you can send this stuff to me, I said, I'll get you hooked up online. You'll be making at least $10 an hour or more. She looked at me like I was a little bit crazy. And then she starts telling me all the reasons why she loves the fact that she can work for $10 a day. And one of the reasons is that she likes the fact that she can pick and choose which day she works. She said, you know, I show up when I want to show up. I get paid my $10 and everything's good. And I kept looking at her. And I'm like, Yolanda, seriously. I said, honestly, let's figure out a way. I said, I could set up a website for you. You could start selling this stuff online and you could be making hundreds of dollars a day. And she just looked at me like I was a little bit crazy. So anyway, she starts dropping her price. Again, she keeps dropping her price. I'm like, Yolanda, you don't have to drop your price. No, no, I make a good deal for you. I said, okay, whatever. So we get to a price that we agree upon, which was a lot lower price than she had originally stated. And as it turned out, I didn't have any pesos on me. I didn't have any US dollars. So I said, I'll tell you what. I said, I don't have any money right now. I said, how long are you going to be here? She said, only another hour or so. She goes, make my day. Let's do a deal. I said, okay, I'm going to have to go find a cash machine. I'm going to have to get some money. So I go looking for a cash machine. And as it turns out, I can't find one. And I was told that the closest cash machine was probably about a 20-minute walk. So I went to the front desk. I said, hey, is there any way I can, you know, use my credit card, get some cash, get some pesos? They said, no. I said, okay. So I went back to the beach probably about 10, 15 minutes later. She's there talking with my daughter. And I said, look, I don't have the money, but I can meet you here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I said, and I promise I will bring you the money and we'll make a deal. So she's like, okay, I'll be back. So later that day, I see her walking by again, and I reminded her, I said, I promise, I'll be back here at 10 a.m. tomorrow. She said, I trust you. I will, you know, I'll be back here at 10 a.m. I said, great. So the next day, I go down to the beach. It's 10 a.m., and guess what? No Yolanda. No Yolanda. I waited until 10:30. Still, she never showed. Now, of course, my daughter and I were a little bit concerned, like, I hope nothing happened to Yolanda. I hope nothing bad happened to her or her family, you know, because she was so certain. In fact, she was, I think she was even trying to say, go ahead and keep the items and I trust you and I'll come back and get the money tomorrow. But I said, no, you take the items, but I will meet you at 10 a.m. So anyway, Yolanda never showed. So what does that have to do with you? Well, bottom line, whether you're an entrepreneur who is sipping on life, whether you're simply and yet powerfully a woman sipping on life, whatever you're doing, wherever you are today, I'm going to tell you this. How often are you dropping your fee, especially when nobody even asks for it, okay? Now, in the business world, yes, literally, how often are you giving your stuff away when you don't need to be? But also, for all of us, for you, my dear, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, whether you have your own business or not, or whether you work for someone or not, are you decreasing your value? Are you giving yourself away? Are you valuing yourself and your time less than what it's worth? Have you ever thought about that? I urge you, my dear, to think about this today. And moving forward from this day, if you are giving your time away, if you're giving your talents away, if you're giving yourself away, if you're decreasing your own value, trying to give yourself away because for some reason you don't know your worth, stop doing that. Don't be a Yolanda. And secondly, you know what? She had an opportunity to make a sale that day and she never showed up. Are you that person? Are you that woman who has opportunities available to you each and every day, and for some reason, you're not showing up? You're not showing up. There was an opportunity. You even agreed to it. You even said, yes, this is what I desire. And then you don't show. If that's you today, don't be a Yolanda. Don't give yourself away. Don't devalue what you're worth. And whatever you do, keep showing up. Don't miss out on the opportunities that come your way, that you are creating. You know, that didn't just come her way. That opportunity was because of something she did, something she said. It was because she showed up the day before. And she absolutely created that opportunity for herself. And then she never followed through. So all I could think of is like, oh my goodness, I hope she's okay. And then I thought, wow, oftentimes we do this. We do this to ourselves. And the question is, why are you doing it? And the bigger question is, are you willing to stop doing this? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Number one, where are you devaluing yourself? giving yourself away, giving your time away, not knowing and not acknowledging and honoring and respecting your own value, your own worth. And number two, where are you not showing up in your life? Where are you not showing up to follow through with what you say you desire or follow through with what you started, but you haven't yet finished it? Don't be a Yolanda. I sure hope this helps you today. And I believe and I hope and pray that Yolanda's okay and that everything's good. And whether or not she'll ever listen to this or not, or whether or not I'll ever meet her again on the beaches of Mexico, I'm grateful that she inspired today's podcast. We can all take a lesson from Yolanda. Thank you so much for being here. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing, and I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.